Ready to take off again, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're always featuring the stories of entrepreneurs of all shapes and sizes. And I'm here with my co-host this week, of John Dustin from JED Insurance, the expanding JED Insurance.
That's right. Thank you, Jeff. We're always looking to grow with your help.
Thank you very much, John. You don't need my help. I know you will grow with or without me, John.
You're physically or mentally?
Physically, I don't know. You're the same size as the day.
Because we got
I
a restaurant guy on.
Yeah. John works out. He's a workout maven.
All right.
Yeah. You know, he kicked both our ass. But our guest today, William Koval of Catalyst Restaurant. And you were making us hungry just talking to us before the mics were on. So tell us about Catalyst.
So Catalyst is 6 years old. We opened in September 2011. We're a modern American restaurant. We have 10,000 square feet. We're a larger restaurant. Yeah. We're open lunch and dinner, lunch 5 days a week, 7 days for dinner and brunch on Sunday. We do a lot of meetings and corporate events since we're right in the MIT life science kind of area of Kendall Square. We have a thing that really makes Catalyst unique is we have about a 2,000 square foot event space, which is fully AV, it's full AV, and is separated. We can separate it into three private rooms or open the space up. So it makes us really a great destination for corporate board meetings, startups, and just anybody that wants to do any kind of business outside the office.
And is that part of your business, a bigger percentage, I would imagine?
Yeah, we do a lot of corporate groups, a lot of social corporate weddings, rehearsal dinners. It's a big part of our business model.
Okay, what's your favorite? So let's say John and I were having lunch there today, and we said, okay, William, order for us. What would you order for us?
Well, I think our burger has been on the menu since day one. It's what I've always wanted to have, a really great burger on the menu. There's two types of burgers. There's the gourmet burger, which we have. It's an 8-ounce patty on a brioche bun with caramelized onions and cheddar. And then there's a patty burger similar to like Shake Shack or McDonald's. So there's really two categories. We have the gourmet burger at Catalyst, and it's a meal. It's been on every menu since day one, whether it's lunch, dinner, or brunch. It's one of our signatures.
6 years is a pretty good amount of time for a restaurant due to the failure rate, et cetera. Do you attribute it to the food, a combination of food and the planning events? What brings the people in?
Well, I think consistency. I think with our food, I think as well as our staff, we really are really focused on retention with our staff. So if people or a guest see the same people, there's less interruption of our kind of values and our service. It really helps a lot. So a lot of our senior management team have been there.
Young team, huh?
They're young, but they've been there a while. So, my wife and I.
Which one's your wife?
Sarah.
Okay.
She runs all our marketing and oversees our sales and kind of the vision of the restaurant. Some of the design aspects, and then there's...
So she's the boss.
She's the boss. and then there's myself, who oversees the kind of the food and the vision of the food, and then there's Justin, who just came aboard in September, who's fantastic. And then I have a whole team from Kelsey and Caitlin and Robin.
What'd you do before this?
So before this, I started my career out in San Francisco, worked
good,
at
a good food town,
great food town, at a restaurant called Jardinera. And then I worked at the Ritz-Carlton dining room when they had dining rooms, then moved to Boston, worked at Radius under Michael Schlau. Michael's got, I think, 13 restaurants now, but Radius was one of the flagship kind of fine dining restaurants.
For Boston.
And then I moved to London.
A great food town nowadays, yeah. If it's not British food.
Yeah, and that was French food.
Great French, great Indian, great Chinese food.
Absolutely.
Some of the best ever.
Yeah, and I spent 10 and a half months there on a visa. Right around that time, I got a call from the food and beverage director at the Four Seasons here in Boston, saying if I would be interested in applying for the chef de cuisine of Aujourd'hui, which was the flagship kind of dining room of the Four Seasons. And I agreed, and I interviewed, and I got the position. So in 2006, I started the Four Seasons. Spent 3 years there.
That's where I took my wife on my first date with
her. A lot of people have really great memories of Ojibwe.
Fireplace.
Yeah, the fireplace room.
Thank God for that fireplace.
Yep, and then the economic downturn happened. Yeah. And we watched, you know, and obviously when any time an economic downturn happens, you have a contraction in the economy. First thing that goes is luxury spending. So big, you know,
white tablecloth,
Four Seasons, you know, Mandarin, any kind of, you know, Mercedes, they all kind of get pushed to the back burner. And my restaurant was one. They closed the restaurant in 2009. We all got laid off. And that was really the catalyst to start my own business. Hmm. I said to myself, I never want to be, not in control of my own destiny. I want to open my own business. And that started the process of me writing a business plan. Two long years from 2009 to 2011, in probably some of the worst time you can raise money. I was raising money, but we opened in 2011, so that I wrote a business plan, and then I raised money, and we found a space.
Have you bought out the investors yet?
We have, yeah. We did all right, and they're very happy. They're still a part of our restaurant. They're a great part of our team, and they provide insight, and they always come in and visit.
So you worked under Michael.
Michael.
Do you have one restaurant. Would you have visions of 13 restaurants, or you'd go, no way, I learned?
There's days where you want 13, and there's days you just want to focus on one. So, you know, it's kind of like kids. One kid is easy, and then, you know, I have three now, and I'm like, well, what were we thinking?
It's exponential at some point.
So, it's not one plus one, I know.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we have – Catalyst is a large restaurant. It's busy. I'm happy. We have a great team. We did expand this year to open a cafe and right down the road in a new development, which is keeping us busy, which we wanted to slowly expand. I didn't want to take off – you know, too much that we couldn't process it and kind of do it successfully or hurt Catalyst. So, you know, one is completely different than the other. One is, you know, breakfast and lunch, four, 5 days a week, really kind of during the business hours. And then Catalyst is open all the time.
So from what you're describing, your culture of consistency, delivery of a good product, retention of employees, having multiple locations changes the dynamics of your organization to deliver those things that are what you're known for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we've had, just like anybody, we've had growing pains with, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how to staff and how to pull people and how to, you know, kind of grow at that rate. You know, we have, 70 employees at Catalyst. There's 8 at the cafe, but one's not more important than the other, so we're trying to balance it.
And food choice now, when you go in a restaurant, there's a lot of choice. Some people are into sustainable seafood, grass-fed beef now, all that. How do the economies of scale affect you having the one shop versus if you had multiple? Is that a positive, a negative, more to manage?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we look at our purchasing, our volume really helps us a little bit. You know, we're not, you know, there's days where we can really, we purchase a lot of food and beverage. So as long as, you know, you're consistent and you're not, you don't have big dips with your vendors, you usually get preferred pricing. Our vendors are great with us. We're in a long committed relationship with them. We don't just turn over our vendors, whether it's, you know, our insurance person or, you know, our fish guy. Mm-hmm. They've been there since day one, and it's kind of a mutual street.
So if somebody wants to find the restaurant, can you give us the address?
Yeah, it's 300 Technology Square in Cambridge. We're right on Main Street, right across from MIT. Mm-hmm. So if you go to MIT, you'll literally bump into Catalyst.
That's great. Will you come back on the show again?
I will.
Can you bring us a little sample?
I will this time. Next time I didn't.
Send some pictures to Alex, who's our executive producer, and we'll put them up with you.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you'd rather show the food than you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot better.
Chris and I went to your website, and I don't think you heard us. So we were sort of moaning and groaning.
Thank you.
It's almost like being at a sporting event.
Yeah, you have to come. I mean,
you're an artist.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell.
Thank you. I've got a great team. You know, one of the things we do, I mean, it's we try to make it easier for people. Everybody has a busy life, and, you know, we have parking. You know, I think that
parking in Kendall Square.
Yeah, so my wife and I, like, we make our decisions now to go out to eat. Where, like, if it's difficult to park, you know, like, oh man, we don't want to go to this area because there's a Bruins
that's
game,
me.
You know,
that's
like,
me.
So we'll actually, you know, if the restaurant has parking, that's easy. And then, you know, for us, you know, the minute we leave the house, the clock for the babysitter's ticking, so you have to get back. So if you have a babysitter and then you have to valet and then you have to have dinner, it gets pricey. So we try to make a lot of those amenities
make it easier.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks for being on the show today. We'll have you back again.
Thank you.
And that was great having you.
William Covell of Catalyst Restaurant. And I'll tell you, I looked at the website, and I've been in the food business over 40 years of consistent work in the food industry, different parts of it. And I got to tell you, that website, if the food is 70% of the pictures, it's a spectacular. So you got to check it out. I'm here with John Dustin from JED Insurance. Thanks for backing me up, John.
Jeff, great to be here again.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.